Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wait a minute. Greg was at a place called Poor House last night. That's going to be a first. It's the Greg Hill Road Show, live from Brattleboro, Vermont, on WEEI.
Been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. You've seen them all come and go.
Oh, it's Road Show number one from the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. And indeed, I want to thank everybody who came last night to the Poor House. And we had a little draft party and a pregame for the first Road Show. And there were some that were happy with the New England Patriots pick and some like Curtis who were not. And we'll get your feedback on that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. A bunch of thank yous. I want to thank Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation. Round of applause for Ashley.
Best in the biz.
She comes to every single road show with the merch. We got great. I love the merch this year.
You show front, I'll show back.
Okay, Adam, and I'll show it on Twitch right now. Adam and Megan.
That's
and
what Wiggy said at the bar last night.
Adam and Megan and everybody at the foundation did a great job. So there's merch here. We got the long sleeves. We got two colors of long sleeves. We got the hoodie.
Yep.
Different color than last year. And so thank you to everybody who will at some point during one of the road shows get a piece of merch and help the Greg Hill Foundation out. 1 week from today, we'll be in Rhode Island. And love that road show. We will be down there on Thursday, and we'll go to Matunic Oyster Bar, and then we'll with you at Ocean Mist on Thursday night, and then we'll be at Whalers Brewing Company in South Kingstown on Friday morning, 1 week from today.
I have had to live with a really awful decision for a long time. Last year, I got the wrong thing at Matunic.
Oh.
And it has been eating me alive ever since, because it's literally the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tried to go outside the box.
Yeah.
I went jambalaya.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Like, what an absolute buffoon.
Yeah. Shime had you getting the lobster pizza in his mock.
All day.
What a horrible mock. That is probably the worst mock anybody's ever done.
I don't know, Greg. Nobody really got a whole lot right last night outside of those first four picks. Like, everything else was different than what people expected.
I love how when somebody brags about being able to do something, and then when they can't, nobody can.
But, yeah, we'll be at Matunic. I love that place.
I can't wait.
But it's great here. A great bunch of people came out last night in Keene at the Poor House. And you guys, thanks for being here this morning. Round of applause for being up.
Bright and early.
And at it. Bright and early this morning. We certainly appreciate that. We will get to guest leads here at 7:20. So hopefully you brought a lead with you this morning. But before that, Chime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Welcome, this is a farmhouse. We have
That's a Vermont-themed artist, maybe?
That's correct. It is a Vermont band. That would be the band Fish.
Oh, I hate Fish.
So you hate Fish and you hate Rush. Got it.
Yeah, those are the two bands I can't stand, Fish and Rush.
Well, I'm sorry to start your day off poorly then, Greg.
How long is that song, 38 minutes?
No, actually, like, it's only four.
Uh-huh.
It's only four.
They don't have a four-minute song. Every song is 12 minutes from Fish. And I don't do acid, so I don't understand what they're singing about. All right, Leeds here this morning from Roadshow Number One. Chime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Is that an AAF joke?
Yeah, it's an AAF joke, yes. What?
I didn't have Greg doing that joke in my mock draft, I promise. Good morning, everyone. Last night was the most pivotal moment, non-Tom Brady related, in the New England Patriots franchise history. This is going to go down as a phenomenal pick. He is going to be better than Jaden Daniels. He is going to win more than Caleb Williams. And this is it is a special day because Drake May is a very special player. He is going to be an exceptional NFL athlete. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I am all positive all the time right now on the New England Patriots. No more negativity from me. I know I've been a negative Nancy for the last couple years. That's because their quarterback stunk, but not anymore. I am all in.
It would appear that maybe you and Bill Belichick disagree.
Greg, I probably would have done what Bill Belichick did as well if this kid was drafted by the franchise that tossed me out and then prevented me from getting another job.
He did that prior to them making the pick.
Well, what, talking about Drake May?
Yeah.
No, he did that after they made the pick.
No, it was as they were paid. He didn't even know necessarily that they were – he was gushing over J.J. McCarthy. I mean, Bill –
Pat McAfee asked him to react to the pick by the Patriots. He prefaces it with, I know this is the franchise you are so synonymous with. And then he goes on to talk about Drake May, and he talks about all the negatives.
From your perspective, that's just Bill being bitter.
Yeah, because if Bill was the head coach and GM here – and Drake May was sitting there at three, they still would have taken Drake May.
Oh, I take the total opposite approach. If Bill wanted to be vindictive, I would have stood there and said, he's a no-doubter. He's going to be successful. All he needs is just a couple people around him in the right system.
But then Bill would be wrong if he doesn't believe that, or if he's not good, then Bill's wrong and Bill looks bad.
No, he could just say it's the coaching. The player was great. He just was put in the wrong system.
Yeah, I disagree. I think this was Bill's way of just talking down the franchise that kicked him out.
And do you think he starts this season?
Oh, yeah. I think he'll start at the latest by the end of September, like the first week in October. But I think he should probably start week one.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Shime.
All right, Shime. Thank you very much.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. I heard Shime refer to Drake May as a special player. Can you tell me a single special play?
Yes, I can tell you multiple.
Okay. The guy played in the ACC. I watched the ACC. I don't remember a single thing he did other than lose to Virginia, who sucks. or stinks, sorry, God. And I feel like there is this – we can't share it, I don't think. I've been trying to get it on the Twitch here. But the Patriots on their Instagram, I'm sure it's similar on their other social media websites, all smiles in the draft room. And it's like, let's collaborate.
Also, did you notice – that Jonathan Kraft appears to have placed himself way in the back of the draft room so as to indicate that he has no say whatsoever in what's going on.
Oh, not even notice that.
Did you notice that in that photo?
Totally.
Except when you were watching the stream of it, he had put himself alone with one other guy on the left side of the screen, and it was like everybody else was being collaborative, and he was in the front right by the camera so they could see.
Yeah, I hope Shime's right. It would be good for us if Drake May's great and the Patriots get back to being good. We all want that. That would be phenomenal. This draft is going to really be an easy one, like most are, but where you'll see what the other, like what Marvin Harrison, anybody taken after Jaden Daniels does, and it'll be a very difficult situation for many reasons, but most specifically, Drake May doesn't possess the qualities that elevates everyone around him, nor does he possess the quality to extend plays in the same way that Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams does, so I'm down on it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Shime's right. But I am unfortunately not in a great mindset for the Patriots this morning.
Well, we will get to talk to Jerod Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, on Monday on this show about Drake May and about the draft. So I cannot wait for that coming up on Monday. Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning. We may get all the leads in on time this morning.
Wow.
You guys happy about that?
That's a first.
Yes. All right.
Good morning, everybody. And while I love listening to Shime and Curtis fight over whether or not Drake May is going to pan out, there are two guys that I really do take their word as gospel when it comes to talent. And that is Bill Belichick. And I'm with you, Curtis, that I think that he was not very impressed about the pick of Drake May.
Right.
But the other one, Julian Edelman, who took to Twitter immediately after he was chosen. He tweeted, or X'd, whatever you want to call it, "If you build the right ecosystem around this kid, he's got a chance. Lots of room to grow as a player. Hashtag LFG." I don't care how many hashtag LFGs you're going to put at the end of that. That was a slight. You're saying if you build the right ecosystem around him, he has a chance? Is that really who you want to build your franchise around? Somebody that has a chance if you build the right ecosystem around?
Yeah, like Julian's watched a ton of UNC games. Well, when are we all experts now?
Exactly, but like, don't you think
I'll give Bill. I'd see Bill going through a ton of UNC games and really looking at stuff. It's like Julian, he's either, you know, going through draft outfits and now all of a sudden he's a draft expert.
You don't think that Julian Edelman, when the Pats chose Drake May, that he went back and looked at a few things and Julian Edelman has a good eye to look at talent?
No, I think he's the one like a lot of us.
We disagree. We disagree on
that. How much film do you think Julian Edelman watched the UNC?
I don't think that he's watched a ton of film on UNC. I think that he's paid attention to the draft going into this, with whether it's for his podcast or the other media opportunities he has.
Here's what I would say, Courtney. In your defense, Julian Edelman didn't watch a lot of tape.
Right.
But he's texting with people who know,
right,
who's telling him he needs it to be perfect. So whether it's his opinion or not, I think it's more informed
but
than
mine. But I also feel like there are a lot of people out there, experts that do watch film, that have said Drake May has the potential to be a good player, just like they had Jaden Daniels. So I'm kind of, when people start to say, oh, he's not very good, or he doesn't possess this, or he doesn't possess that, I'm like, well, I'll find you an expert that says the opposite.
You're happy that they took a quarterback.
Yeah.
And for you, it was any of those top three guys. As long as they ended up with one of them, then you're happy.
Right. And that was the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yes.
All I want to say otherwise is that I've already looked up the girlfriend, Anne Michael Hudson, private on Instagram, but I hope that she does well.
Right.
Drake May's girlfriend. You know, I don't want any blocking. I don't want any issues when it comes to quarterbacks or their girlfriends.
I believe they've been dating for quite a long time, too. They were like high school sweethearts.
Correct.
Is that a part of your mock decision?
Yeah, actually.
How long they've been with their girlfriend?
That's why Bo Nix was actually out of the first round, Greg. He's married already.
All right. Courtney, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we all know about Drake May, and now it's now we have to sit here and figure out, do the Patriots take a wide receiver with their next pick at the start of the second round, which they ultimately should do, because you see a lot of receivers that get drafted in the first round or the second round or even the third round have the ability to do well, and I think Drake May is going to need some of those pieces around them.
So that would be the first piece that you would add. Is a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. My next pick would be a wide receiver. I know a ton of wide receivers went. I based off what the experts tell me, this was a deep draft of wide receivers. You know, the quarterback situation, I think that most of us thought, except for Shime, that it was going to be Caleb Williams. It was trending towards Jaden Daniels and then Drake May. So I kind of knew that my wish of Jaden Daniels was probably not going to happen. And then I was like, okay, not no expert, but I've seen enough and heard enough about him when he was at UNC that he is a talented player. He's not as good as an athlete as Jaden Daniels, but he's still he's a better athlete than what we saw last year.
Okay.
And he has the ability to...
He's a better athlete than Mac Jones.
Yes. I would say he's similar athletically, and I'm no Julian Edelman, but I would say he's similar athletically to maybe a Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence type of athlete. I don't really know about Josh Allen. I know some people have compared him there, but I'd put him more towards like a Justin Herbert.
Well, they just compare him to Josh Allen really because of height and
size,
and
right,
size
right? Right. But I don't know if he's that as
and Josh Allen is who you use when you don't have actual good games to hold up in like a draft room. So you say he's going to be a project. He'll develop into someone when you don't have that. Although Josh Allen was at Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Not at, you know, Drake May was in the ACC, but either way.
Yeah, and the only thing I would have had a concern with is if you took Marvin Harrison Jr. and based on the way that this draft went, you might not even got a quarterback. We were talking about Marvin, I think, Greg, you'd said Marvin Harrison. I'm like, oh, maybe you can jump in and get Michael Penix Jr., but you wouldn't even have that ability. You might have been stuck there with Marvin Harrison Jr. and like a Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I don't know how we would feel today if that's the way.
If that's what it happened.
Yeah,
because so
then
happy.
We, yeah, we'd be kicking the can down the road. So I'm happy with it.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got
it. I am not a wannabe draft expert, nor am I. Leave that to Shime and to you and to Curtis and to Courtney. So I'm intrigued by a story that is going on Cape Cod, and I want to share that as my lead this morning because I think you may have an opinion on it. In Sandwich, and good morning and hello to all of our Cape Cod listeners. We'll be there in a few weeks for a road show, the first of two. But in Sandwich, a woman named Barbara Collins unfortunately passed away from stomach cancer, and her dying wish was to be buried with her horse.
All right.
Her horse is still alive.
Okay.
And the question in Sandwich, the town is divided. Do we take care of the horse that she can be buried with her horse, or do we save the horse?
Are they voting yay or?
We actually have, I think, some audio on this. The owner of the farm where the horse is, Shime, if you could share that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This morning.
It's in your blood, and you can't take it out. Barbara was with horses her whole life. All us horse people know that taking on the horse, there's no guarantee. The only guarantee that Barbara could see was the horse would be safe in heaven. He can stay here. Someone wants to keep him here. We have no qualms about him staying here. It's just I have multiple horses. I can't afford another one.
All right, Curtis, this may in some way affect your opinion. The horse's name is Brady.
Oh.
And so what
so
do you think?
So they got to put the horse down?
What do you think?
Put Barbara on ice until he passes.
But they have nobody to take care of the horse.
Well, find somebody to take care of the horse. Take out the horse in the back and shoot it.
Courtney, okay.
That's what they're going to do.
That's terrible. That's
so
terrible.
So what are they supposed to do? Why don't you are you going to take care of the horse?
I don't have room in my apartment.
Right.
But
it was her dying wish.
Right.
Well, they should have thought about this before, put it in the will.
Well, Brady lives forever. That's how I view the world.
I mean, if she's gone and there's nobody to take care of the
horse. You guys are in favor of the horse should live? Is that what you're?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's not the horse's problem that Beverly decided. Is her name Beverly?
Barbara.
Barbara. That Barbara decided to
die?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bobber decided to die. Now it's like, well, you know, I don't know how much it costs to take care of a horse, but I'm guessing it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, probably pretty expensive.
So you think if somebody has a, if God forbid I was to go and I said I want to be buried with Harry, that they should take Harry and shoot him?
Yeah, put him down.
Oh,
what?
My God, you're sick.
You are sick.
You are sick.
He is sick.
If there's nobody to take care of him, what are you supposed to do? If there's nobody to take care of Harry, right? It seems like Barbara doesn't have any family members.
Nope.
I'm sure there's a horse sanctuary somewhere.
Yes.
We just had a horse lady on who says, I love horses, but I don't have enough room for another one.
Well, yeah, her in particular.
Right. So maybe people are going to be like, who's paying me for the horse?
Oh, my gosh.
It ain't free. The horse probably lived a good long life.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, those are this morning's leads. We are at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. And this roadshow number one, brought to you locally by La Valley Building Supply, with 13 locations in New Hampshire and Vermont and at lavallee.com. Also by Pekarsky Sausage, home of New England's farm-made sausage, and by Miller Lite and by Harbor One Bank. Coming up, we'll get your thoughts on Drake May. Patriots have made a pick, and good or bad, that will be potentially be your franchise quarterback for a long time. So we'll talk to you about that coming up next. And then we'll get to guest leads here. Roadshow number one, Stone Church, Brattleboro, Vermont, on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.